Hi, bud.
Hey, Chop, how's it going, buddy?
All right, man.
How are you
I'm
feeling?
pretty sore, a little obviously frustrated.
Sure.
Just 'cause I lose my fucking mind when I can't I gotta sit still, so it's like limited mobility, right?
Right.
And yeah, it's gonna be rough, man. I got 3 months of this shit.
So how in the world did you break your ankle? Were you
Well,
kicking ass too much? Is that what you were? That's what I'm telling Tony. I'm telling him you broke your ankle because you were kicking
yeah,
ass.
kicking at ours. Yeah. So we I went to take out the garbage Sunday night. And somehow the way I awkwardly fell, I slipped on like some patch of like wet mud and everything, but how I fell and just the right combination and everything, I broke my fucking ankle.
Jesus,
I
man.
thought I got up, I popped up, I'm like, oh, it's a sprain.
Sure.
Tuesday, then I met with the specialist and he said he took another x-ray there and he goes, well, one of two things. You can let it heal as is. He goes, which I wouldn't recommend because it's not positioned correctly, like
Yeah.
the ankle itself, and then
Okay.
more arthritic problems and other stuff would happen. Or we could put some screws and a steel plate on the side and it will heal. We'll straighten it up and it'll heal directly. And that's what I went with. And then Wednesday, I had to be at the hospital at 7. I had surgery on around 9, maybe. They said they're gonna give me something for anxiety before they even gave me stuff to knock me out.
Yeah.
Mark, I don't even remember him giving me the stuff for anxiety. I was out, and then I'm waking up and recovering. I'm like, ah, okay.
Yeah, they try to get you relaxed before you go into surgery, you
Yeah,
know. Yeah.
because they go, oh, your blood pressure is kind of said, we're gonna keep taking everything. I'm like, yeah, because I'm here.
Yeah, I
What?
know. Yeah.
Right? When
It's
they
like they
say that,
ask, they're like all surprised. Your blood pressure's through the roof. Like, what do you fucking think? Why?
So I've used, I got my FMLA approved. All my PTO's gone. Starting this Thursday, I will get 60% of my pay
Okay.
going forward. So everything, my job's safe. That,
Well, that's good.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's something, I mean,
I mean, otherwise you got to go back to porn and, you know,
I
which you
know.
could do, you know,
I know.
but
Plenty of time for.
yeah.
There's plenty of
Right.
time now. Boy,
That's right.
I'll have
My
calluses build up, if I
That's
can go back.
right. That's
I'm ready
right.
to work, boss. I've been working on my own a lot at
That's
home.
right. Yes. Oh,
Yeah,
man. Oh, that is.
brother. I mean, I broke bones before. We're not broke, tore ligaments and yeah, I broke some bones, nose, thumbs, whatever. I never broke my arm or nothing, but I never had an ankle. I've had plenty of sprains because
Yeah,
of playing
ankle.
backyard football and but man, this is new territory for me. Hey, I see a rigor mortis shirt. Is that what you got? And you got a Cap'n
Yeah,
Crunch hat?
I got a Cap'n Crunch hat.
Damn it, I'm jealous.
Rigor
Damn,
mortis.
I'm jealous. Damn you, Monte.
I think I got this shirt as
You
part of
did
a
that with deal
package
that you
deal when
Yeah.
I yeah when I did the Kickstarter for the Slave to the Grave. Yeah, because I also
Got the shot glass too, didn't you, and stuff?
I do have a shot glass. Can't really
Damn
see it right
you.
there. Yeah,
Yeah.
and a signed copy of the CD signed by the band, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
That was too cool, brother.
you know, it's like, oh, you know, I got all these great shirts. It's time to bring them out, you
Yep,
know.
and your
Yeah.
hats. That's good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, since we're talking about our ailments, let me tell you about the arterial lithotripsy that I went through. Well, I went through this like a decade ago, and it was a terrible experience. I mean, it traumatized me. I don't like to use that word lightly, you know. It's, but it was, you know, because I, the doctor put a stent in to help the stones pass. Because he went in, because they, it's basically they take a little Roto-Rooter with a laser and they go in through the urethra, into your kidney, and then they use a laser, and bust up the kidney stones, and then you know you're supposed to pass them, but he said because my urethra was a little too small, he put the stent in, but the I'm like, oh. But what it does, it makes you feel like you have to piss 24 hours a day, like an intense burning need to urinate, and you never feel like you've emptied your bladder. And then when they it's time to pull it out, you are fully wide awake, and they just tip put a little gel on the tip of your penis, and they get this other device which goes inside and down, grabs it, pulls it out, and it's about 15 inches long. like a tiny bullet. And I'm like, holy fuck. And the doctor's like, calm down, you're gonna hyperventilate. I go, what do you fucking think I am, you stupid fuck?
You're taking a rat out of my cock.
And
In the grave of today's medical advancements, we cannot get past some of the shit that's just.
well, when my doctor told me that my new urologist, my fourth one, and I really like this guy, he's like the specialist. This is what he does. And I told him about my experience. He goes, well, there's been a lot of medical advances, in the last 10 years, even in the last 3 years. The devices are much better, even the stents are much better. And I go, doctor, please just don't put a stent in. I said, look, I passed an 8 millimeter stone in December. I know how to do this. Just break those fuckers up and I'll be fine.
Right.
So I was really like, really nervous, like, God, and just full of dread, like, Jesus Christ, this is going to be another. Because it was 2 weeks with the stent in, and then they pulled it out, and then are 2 weeks of recovery. So I was like fucking miserable, And I'm like, oh,
Man.
this is going to be terrible. Well, thankfully, he didn't have to put the stent in, and he was able to bust him up. And I'm so grateful. But honestly, I mean, that first day, I mean, because when you pee, it's a new experience in pain because it feels like you're pissing fire and razor blades because it's, that's an area that shouldn't be excoriated. That's a very tender area. So that first day was like every time I'm peeing, I'm like, oh, fuck, 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 oh, and waiting for it to be done. But by the second day, I felt like, oh, okay. I mean, there's still blood in my urine. There's still, it still hurts a little bit.
To be
But
expected, right?
but I was like, oh, by the second day, I was noticeably better. Like, oh, I mean, I'm on about a 2 pain scale. I'm like, well, that's not bad at all. Jesus Christ. And then by now, like, I don't have any pain at all. Like, I would never, even by the night of the second night, like I had it on Wednesday, by Friday night, I'm like, I would never have known that I had had this procedure. And I'm like, oh, because they're so much smaller these days. The scope that go in, the laser is so much tinier, thinner. And I'm like, well, Jesus, that makes a whole world of difference. So, but the doctor grabbed some stones, and in April we're gonna do like a urine, 24-hour urine grab. And he said between those two, he's gonna have an idea about what to do, and hopefully we'll be able to have some medicine or something that we can do to prevent these stones from coming back. But going under is always a scary thing. But I was just glad when I woke up. I mean, I didn't want anyone to like keep on looking at my junk and laughing, All right, well, now that we've talked about our ailments, I think it's time to get into some first track frenzy.
Right. All right, bud.
Oh man, it's good. I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad we're both okay.
Absolutely, buddy. You too.
And
All right.
mobility issues aside, you're still gonna kick some ass. So
That's right.
just not with that same foot.
Not
All
to
right, man, let's get to it.
call me crutch top.
That's right.
That's
Crunch, crunch tap.
how
There
I introduce myself. Hey, this is
goes
crutch
my
top. Keep
ankle.
it heavy.
Yeah.
This
All right, let's get to it.
is Crucifix from Satanic Tico, and you're listening to Heavy Metal.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Crutch Top. I mean, Chop Top. Keep it heavy.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy,
heavy.
Metal
Metal
Horror. Oh, kitties, kitties, kitties. We are going to have a celebration of all kinds of new music. It's another first track frenzy. This is number 6. And we've got a bunch of great stuff. 7 new bands that we've not listened to before, 7 albums, 7 first tracks. And the first one we are going to listen to, this is a band called Phobocosm. And the album is called Gateway. And the song is called Deathless.
Kind of ambient noise kind of intro there.
Yeah, it's kind of building up. Yeah.
Yeah. have a feeling something heavy's coming. Then we get discordant, off-key kind of guitar line right there.
Yeah.
Really nice. Mixed with that ambient noise.
Drums are a little buried.
Yeah, I think it's a drum.
Okay.
That's sludgy and doomy.
Yeah, really sludgy. It's a good volume for you. You can hear it okay?
Yeah, bud. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of buildup. A little sludgy, kind of doom.
I agree with you, though. Those drums, I can barely...
Yeah. I like my drums a little more present
right
in the mix. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
The drums are out now.
Yeah. Very sludgy, you know?
Yeah. You got doom death kind of thing.
Yeah. Kind of that droning keeps on going, that kind of droning guitars, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if that mixes this part of the style, you know, this sludge death metal kind of doom metal.
It might have been done intentionally, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Any listeners out there who know more about this style?
Well, it's interesting how it goes to like a traditional doomy sound to this, this pure out death metal kind of thing, you know?
Right. Like a, you get like the ambient sound, but there's not a lot of melody, not a lot of things going on, you know?
No. Like just when it gets going and rolls, I mean, it has a nice rhythm kind of groove to it,
right?
Almost,
but it doesn't kind of go beyond that,
right?
It kind of stays in its lane, and it's almost like gothic or something in a way. It's almost just kind of. You know,
it's like the song knows what it's doing and that's what we're doing with it, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I mean, as we've encountered, we've listened to so much great music and so many different interesting bands that were unexpected. So there's enough room for everybody, you know.
Sure.
I like that chugging, you know.
Me too. Drums are almost kind of tribal doing that stuff.
Yeah, I like that. that's not like really that's super fast, you know. Sometimes it becomes a blur, so it's like we're gonna slow things down.
It's almost like the guitars, there's some melodic moments. It's like black metal-ish, mixed in with death metal kind of thing.
Yeah. So,
like in the background, you got this melodic kind of guitar line.
Right.
That's mixed with the traditional death metal vocals. So.
Yeah. But it doesn't ever, like, take off onto different directions.
Right.
Droning out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we said everything we can about it. It's not a bad track. I mean,
I was hoping it would kind of go somewhere and do something, but perhaps it's the band creates like this wall or wash of sound that's kind of droning. It's almost like shoegaze death, like black death metal, you kind of just this kind of droning wall of sound and kind of hypnotic in a way, you know, especially with those kind of tribal percussive parts in the middle, you know, kind of that chugging.
And of course, speaking again about the percussion, we obviously both of us would love to hear drums more in the mix. That would have been great style.
You know, I have been listening to, speaking of that, I've been listening to Rush's catalog a lot because, you know, the new tour and it's evoked a lot of memories for me and
absolutely
a lot of feelings of bittersweet nostalgia and sadness and happiness for the guys, you know, that they're going to go out again. But I've noticed I'm disappointed with some of the mixes in the last couple live albums, like the R30. I hated the real high toms, the way they sounded, but the mix in the R40, the drums are so buried and so like low in the mix, like even the snare, the way it's tuned, I'm like, wait a minute, it should be a much snappier kind of sound. Like when you listen to the Time Machine or like the Snakes and Arrows live or you know, Time Machine or Snakes and Arrows or Clockwork Angels. Beautiful, beautiful mix, beautiful sounding drums. And then R40, it's like they're just kind of buried a little bit. So you lose some of the intricacy. I mean, I want to hear those parts. I know those parts well. They get lost because the toms are kind of tonally, they just don't stand out. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys. You want to hear the professor. You want this to punch through. Like everything else. Yeah.
I'm thinking about, you know, it's like maybe these guys, I'd be anxious to hear what the rest of the album may sound like. Maybe they do take some chances in different directions.
Yeah.
And maybe this was intentionally done in the mix based on just this single alone. So,
yeah. Yeah. I have no idea. This is the, you know, the opening track of the album. Uh-huh. And it very well could be the sound. You know, it's very possible that this could be just part of the sound that they have. And
not bad, man. I mean, you had a groove to it in the chugging sections, the tribal drums. I did like the, discordant kind of guitar, eerie kind of guitar thing with the ambient noise in the background. And then, and then also with the, there's some underlying, like I said, there was almost like a melodic guitar line about, like you picture black metal with death metal vocals,
right?
Like the guitars were black metal, but it was death metal in essence. Sure. So it's kind of interesting. So
Well, track number two, we're going to be listening to, or the second album band is by a band called Degraved. And the album is called Spectral Realm of Ruin. And the song is called Pariah of Death Darkness.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Pariah of Death.
You know what? I'm going to pause this right here and I'm going to stop sharing. I'm going to see, we have to maybe redo this. I'm going to see something here. Maybe, it could be the problem. I just put it in stereo. I'm going to see if that makes any difference.
Okay.
I was sharing in mono, didn't mean to, but
All right.
this is the new Zoom, kids. It's all fucked up. All right, let's try it again. All right, let's see if this makes any difference. Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to hear more of the guitar lines. I'm having trouble with that.
Yeah, it's really kind of muddy.
I mean, no problem with the snare drum. The drum,
yeah, yeah, I can hear it. It reminds me of cattle mutilation, you know?
It's such a blur.
Yeah.
I wish I could differentiate the guitar part from what I'm hearing.
Totally. Yeah. Maybe this is our old man on the porch talking. It could be very, oh, I'm hearing some back and forth. Maybe it's just the style, you know, the genre of metal. But I'd like, yeah, the drums, it's like they hear those snares. Definite death metal.
Yeah.
Very brutal. You know? Like old school.
Yeah.
Like something you'd hear like in the 90s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, traditional.
Yeah.
Just grabs you by the fucking throat, slams you down, and that's the end of it.
That's it. Has its way with you.
Right. It's on your face until you get a deathgasm.
Yeah. That's right, you're gonna like it. Oh, I'm hearing the stereo now, which is nice. Oh, I like this part.
Okay, you do.
A little syncopation there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Breaking that up was needed.
Yes, yes. A little more melodic. I think our sweet spot, I mean, we could like all kinds of things, but we really love a little bit of melody. You know,
yeah,
we can bring that in there.
Agreed.
I like this.
Me too.
Oh.
Ooh, dive bomb solo?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
here we go.
Let's get right back at it, guys.
That's right. I still like to hear the drums a little bit more pronounced.
Yeah.
That's just me, man.
I get you, man.
I like to hear everything, you know?
I mean, they're doing the blast beat, you know, snare
right.
blast.
I mean,
you
the
can
drummer
hear
is a
crisp.
Yeah, he's doing great stuff, but bring
yeah.
it up.
It seems like it has slowed down progressions and a different
yeah.
thing, time changes. That's what
yeah.
we lost a lot of it.
Yeah, and here's some really great double bass right here and some melodic, like multiple guitars playing this melody, you know?
Yeah.
Which is really nice. It's just a little muddy. I mean, I know I cleaned out my ears, so I know I can hear all right. What's that?
This ain't your grandpa's death metal.
That's right. But really, I kind of like that up and down that melody, you know, the melodic.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they switched it up because it felt like the whole song was just going to be that wall of blast beat snares.
Yeah.
And I was just like, come on. So it's good to see them be experimental and try these different things.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that middle section really, I think, took it to someplace that was a lot more melodic, and you could hear those things that they were
Agreed.
working on
Agreed.
a lot better.
I'm glad that they fit that in there. Like I said, they didn't go for the whole song's just going to be a blur. We're just going to blast beat snares, and it was just so buried, the guitar. Not when it came to that midsection and those different time changes. That was nice. I think the guitar was more prominent then in the mix, but throughout the beginnings, I'm just like, it's just a wall, a blur. I didn't hear what I wanted to hear,
Right.
that.
Yeah. And I'm hearing it in headphones, so I know I'm hearing a pretty good version of it. Again, this very well could be a stylistic choice of the mix and of the genre, and what was available. But I do like what they're working for. I like, the drummer, a lot of that double bass stuff, and then they had the really kind of interesting syncopated rhythms kind of going, and then the guitars were going in like multiple guitar layers, kind of multiple, octaves kind of running those runs. That would like to have heard the drums a little bit higher in the mix, but
All right.
next week on I Want More Drums. All right, this track three, their band is called Hyperion. The band or the album is called Cybergenesis. The track is called Deafening, and it comes in at 3 minutes and 54 seconds. So here we are, Hyperion, Deafening.
Nice.
Very melodic.
Almost power metal laugh.
Right. Here's the thing, like, I don't listen to these things. I have no idea what we're getting.
Ooh.
Oh, very nice. Like Halloween,
Ooh.
for, little owl, like Annihilator kind of thing.
Right.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah, like Alice in Hell, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like that.
Very nice. Operatic. Almost sounds like Metal Church, vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very classic. Big 80s, 90s power metal. Yeah.
Power metal and thrash.
Yeah. I like digging it.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, this is nice.
Oh, this is very Halloween-esque, maybe even Blind Guardian a bit.
Yes. Without being over the top symphonic.
Sure.
Ooh, I like the backup bowl. Nice.
Damn.
It's like this. It's like a trip back in time, Very, very old school sounding. Yeah,
yeah.
I like it. What's so great? It's so many different styles already. Death metal, this is all new music. So there are bands out there making great music at all the genres.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. With that kind of marching thing going. Yeah.
Man, I love the guitar work on this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
Very nice.
Damn.
This is great. You hear the drums nicely too.
Yeah.
That's all. Is that asking too much?
Drums. It was a very nice production.
Yeah, it's fresh, but it is so reminiscent of the kind of music we grew up loving,
yeah.
This power metal. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Did that stagger me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Very pleasantly surprised.
Wow. That was pretty good. Yeah, that was really like in from Step Brothers, kind of like masturbating on a time machine, you know. It was because it sounds like those European power metal bands that we love, Helloween, Annihilator, those kinds of that sound from the 80s and 90s. But wasn't like trying to be them, but it's definitely had those riffs.
Sure.
And
I just like how the guitar right out of the gate came with that opening kind of, you're like, fuck me, you know.
Here's the riff. And this is the way to start an album.
The sweeping rhythmic parts on the guitar, the soloing, the drums, the production. There was some nice time changers or two in there. And then that keyboard section right before the solo, and you're like, oh. Then you heard, like, didn't you say the background vocals or some background vocals?
Yeah, there was some
harmonies.
Like, harmonies and melodies going on there, like multiple harmonies. I'm not sure if it was just the lead singer or there were multiple singers in the band who can, you know, who could do backup vocals. But it was really nice to hear that. That kind of old school thrash power metal sound. Yeah, it was
great. Interesting because you had that, you almost had like a little bit of nasally and the singers kind of, you know, giving across their operatic, but had that David Wayne kind of feel from metal. Mm-hmm. When you brought that, I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds really like David Wayne.
That was fun. All right.
Nice.
Well, you know, we have, and that's what I love about First Track Frenzy. It's like, we don't know what we're going to get. And we've got three very different bands so far with different sounds, and that's why we do this. And it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, the fourth number, onto number four, a band called, I'm gonna guess, Nemorous, and the album is called What Remains When Hope Has Failed, and the track coming in at 8 minutes and 40 seconds, it's called The Worm and the World. Worm is spelled WYRM, the world.
Okay.
Or the world of the world's end. Excuse me. That's the name of the track. All right, here we go. I got some like prog here.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative of Clawhammer, Metal Blade, and Holix for sending us all this music. Because,
oh, dude.
You know.
Ooh.
I like this.
This is just gorgeous.
Yeah. Very melodic.
Froggy.
Yeah. Listen to that snare drum. It's so pronounced.
Yeah, right, drums.
Yeah. That's right. I really love this, though.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah. I could, this is almost
a soundscape. It almost takes you on a journey when you're, you know, as you're listening.
Yeah. A little bit of Fate's Warning in there, you know?
Ooh, kind
of,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of melodic. Yeah.
You can hear like latter day Opethy kind of influence.
Oh, yes. Too. Yeah.
The acousticness and all that. And like, those things, those lines. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ooh.
And then it wasn't pretty anymore.
No, you know. Interesting,
okay.
Though.
No, I appreciate the black metal right now.
Yeah, but melodic, beautiful music with that kind of screamy gorgeous voice. I love it.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that voice to come, I have to tell you.
Still, the guitar work is very fine.
Yeah.
When they, you know.
We're in that 6/8 time.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, because they still got the clean guitar going underneath, though.
Right. There's a clean, dirty guitar. Yeah.
I thought so. Nice mix.
Yeah. hearing another vocal too, like a deeper yeah. vocal. Interesting.
Yeah.
The vocals remind me of Martial Law's old band, his old black metal band. I remember seeing them.
Oh yeah, Black Trinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the chord progressions here. And the dichotomy. You've got this really beautiful music and these like the screaming. Oh, there's another death metal vocal. A lower one, guttural.
Okay.
Must be an accent vocal coming in.
No, the fact that you have the clean guitar under this, amplified, it's just like nice mix like with it. That.
Maybe it's a keyboard too. I think there's some keys in there.
Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, different time change.
Time change?
They're driving, that's really driving beat now. Keep it still in the 6/8, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, now we're to a death metal beat. Yeah, that's nice. Lefty. Yeah, blast beats. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to know how many people are in the band to make this music, because I see, I hear a lot of layers going on, a lot of sounds. Here. The second vocal.
Yeah.
Right underneath the first one. There it is. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is a great break. Almost like Maiden-esque a little bit, I can hear some are like in their 90s Maiden,
Right. Epic and creepy.
Yeah.
Hurts.
Nice. Halftime now. Really driving home that beat. Yeah, I love the build of this song.
You can hear where it's going. It's going to go full circle.
Yeah.
It's like now we went from that last beat to the halftime to bringing it kind of closure. I like the way it's structured.
Yes. And I love the two vocals. The higher, screamier one and that lower one as well.
Ooh. Like I said, the clean, distorted guitars working together.
Back to that Opeth-y kind of part. Like old Opeth. Something from their first couple albums.
Right.
Nice little riff there. Yeah.
Love that. That is tasty.
Very melodic. Very nice. Yes. This is pretty.
I like that. That's beautiful.
It is. You can hear the keys really nice here, the strings, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's really nice. It's like flutes or something. It sounds like, you know, you get that air, those winds.
Yeah. It lays you down on a cloud of pillows before it takes you to hell. But no, that is gorgeous. And being the Prague fans that we are, that's like,
That was really nice. Wow. Really surprising.
The structure of that song was just
really great.
And like I said, when I felt like we're making a full circle, we're coming back around to that, I was like, I could felt it. You know, the way it was coming together and the time changes in there.
Yeah, a lot of time changes. Great melodic stuff. The guitars are doing those really nice little riffs. You had multiple guitars going, and then you have like the keys or the strings or the background, you know, kind of a synths are going on. I love that. And then the really subtle secondary like death metal vocals that are kind of only brought in certain parts to kind of emphasize it. But
yeah, a little accent, nothing, not overdone.
It kind of just adds a little depth to those sections. And I don't know if it's the same singer or if there are two singers, you know, because it's a different, completely different style, you know, of singing. So, no, I really like that, Nemrez. That was pretty cool.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Four down and three to go, kiddies. Band number five is a band called Weft, W-E-F-T. The album is called The Splintered Ore. And this track is called Leaves, as in the plural of leaf. And it comes in at 5 minutes and 4 seconds. Here we go.
Oh, that's beautiful. Atmospheric.
Yeah.
Oh, wailing quality.
Yeah. I have no rhyme or reason for picking these albums, kiddies. I just see what come in and what looks good and make sure there are multiple tracks on the album and like, let's try that. Let's try that. So, interesting. Yeah, violin is really nice. Hear the guitar, you can hear the little squeak on those strings. It's nice to hear that. I like when they keep that in there. Yeah, very mournful.
Yes, I just
Nice.
For a more major kind of change there.
Yeah. I love how so many of these bands have used the track one to set up an atmosphere. You know, like, other than Hyperion, it's all been, we're creating a mood, we're creating an atmosphere here. And I really like that.
Yeah, the soundscapes are just fantastic.
Again, unexpected, but I like it. Curious as to where we're going to go with this.
Yeah, I wonder if this is all instrumental. Which would be
maybe we're halfway through.
Album with an instrumental track.
Could be. We're halfway through.
I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Really pretty, yeah. It's mournful. It's beautifully mournful.
Almost like goose pimples, man. I'm getting, you
know? Yeah. Like you could see this as a soundtrack in a movie.
Absolutely. You know,
sun setting, someone's looking off into the distance, and
Oh, yeah. Or
some poignant moment of revelation, or you know, sadness.
Yeah.
So that's what it feels. I get the feeling
like
of sadness.
A very, very dramatic scene for a movie. Soundtrack.
Yeah. Things are. That's the only sound you hear. It's everything's kind of in slow motion. Things are being destroyed. You know, like the moment of like all things are the worst right at this moment.
Yeah. When bands are willing to take risks.
Yes.
And I consider it's one of those moments. You're opening your album, an all instrumental track that is heart-wrenchingly beautiful.
Yes.
And so you got to give credit. That's I give credit to Kurt to do for that. That's good for them.
It's gorgeous. It really is. I have to listen to the rest of the album now because I have to hear. Is there singing?
I'm to hear your take. You're letting me know because I'm interested in this band now.
Yeah. Well, I can hear it winding up a little bit. I'm wondering if track two is where we go.
Right.
Well,
that's just not fair. That was so beautiful.
I'm like,
and I'm spent.
Yeah. It was so beautiful and mournful at the same time. An unexpected first track to open up a musical track. It reminds me, like, which album of Opeth's opens up with a really kind of melodic. There's like a piano. It's kind of sad and mournful.
You know what you're talking about?
And, you know, Michael Akerfeldt was joking about how, you know, some of the old school Opeth fans didn't like their new direction. And he's like, hey, it's too bad. This is what we're doing. It's like, that's fine. You know, and I like that this band was doing it. Like, I got to listen to the rest of the album now. I got to hear track two because, like, do we go somewhere with this? Or is the whole album kind of melodic and dreamy and mournful, which would be awesome, too, because it's like a soundtrack, you know? That's what it feels like to me, that it sounded like a soundtrack to a movie that I could easily see being used to set up this sense of mood and atmosphere in a very beautiful, haunting kind of way, you know?
Agreed. It's nice and refreshing at the same time because you don't expect a hard or metal band is going to come out with an all instrumental track for a first track.
Yeah, and such a pretty one. It doesn't even sound like a metal. Metal. Like,
it's just guys that are absolutely, obviously they're master class musicians to be able to do that and compose such a beautiful arrangement with that. So kudos.
All right. Well, hey, band number six is a band called Harmozel, Harmozel. I'm guessing I'm pronouncing it correctly. The album is called Songs of the Hungry Ghost. And this track is called Burning. So here we go, Harmozel, and it comes in at 6:36.
I think we're getting a theme here today.
Totally accidental, random.
Yeah.
Montag's picking the music. Ooh. There we go.
Yeah.
That sounds like old 80s, you know, very old 80s black metal kind of sound.
Yeah.
I can hear the cymbal. I can hear that snare and drum.
Hear that kick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there. Now you got your. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you're no more Montag's about the fucking drums anymore, Montag.
That's right. Interesting note there.
Yeah.
At first I thought that was you talking.
No, I don't sound like that, do you? Like mix Glenn Danzig, man.
Yeah, kind of like a Danzig. Wow, interesting.
Gothic.
Kind of too.
Like Danzig meets Typo Negative.
Vocals, yeah, yeah. You know? Black number one.
Yeah.
That's kind of a little Peter Steele type thing going there, man. Not expecting that.
No. It doesn't sound like he's like really singing, like projecting, you know?
That's true.
Interesting. Sounds like a something I would might expect to hear if I were like going to a college town and going to a, you know, bar.
Oh yeah.
Oh. There we go. That's great. Wow. Interesting. I love the rawness of the production. You know,
yeah.
It's not overproduced. You know?
That.
Wow. Interesting.
Very schizophrenic in her sound so far. A lot of different things.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm not saying maybe it all works, but
right.
I give him credit for bringing those different things in.
It's a different sound for sure, different
yeah.
style. Sounds like it's a demo, like a proof of concept, you know?
Okay. It's almost like he's chanting during that
yeah.
stuff here. It goes right along with the rhythmic pulse,
right.
You know, everything.
Yeah, it's not very, not projecting strongly, but just kind
sure.
of, yeah. Maybe channeling a little bit of Marky Ramone.
I was just going to say, the Ramones kind of thing there.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow.
Huh.
What an interesting mix of sound.
Yeah. A lot of discordant chord choices, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the production, like recording, definitely sounds like it was done in a home studio kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying now. Yeah.
Oh, nice bass right there. Oh, tempo change.
Yep.
Oh, I like that.
That's classic new wave of British heavy metal.
Yeah. Interesting. This guitar is coming in.
Oh, I hear that. Yeah. Very nice.
A little keyboard? Wow.
Okay.
It's like Beck did a weird death metal album. You know?
Yeah. Almost like Deep Purple influence there, with like the old Hammond organ kind of thing or something.
Yeah.
That run.
Wow.
Tell they draw from a lot of influences.
Yes.
Which, respect.
They're doing all kinds of stuff. It's a mismatch. It's like a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
The things I question with it though is like, is this done, you know, intentionally, all this mishmash, or is, you know, are they struggling to find an identity on themselves because there's so much going on? Now, who cares? I mean, if that's their identity and this is what they go and the rest of the album's like that, that'd be a very interesting listen.
Yeah,
I like some of the elements were just like we talked about Danza, we talked about Peter Steele vocal type things, the Ramones we threw in,
and that weird keyboard, that kind of keyboard that comes out. I don't know if it gels for me yet, because it feels like different things that shouldn't on the surface like work together.
Right.
It's like they're forcing them into this, like, we're going to make a song and like everyone's kind of doing their thing, but we're going to make it work. You know, like,
it's
the keyboard
still feels, you know, I absolutely have respect for all the different parts and influences. It's like it's disjointed as well.
A little bit. Like it's not sure.
I'm not sure.
Not
as
very
a listener,
cohesive. Yeah.
Right. And I agree with you, Monte. As a listener, I'm just trying to like, well, what do I think of this? I'd have to be re-listenable. You know, I'm not sure yet.
And again, it's not negative necessarily. Just like, I'm coming from a place of processing and confusion a little bit.
Right.
Quite a very interesting, eclectic, unorthodox approach to like making a song. And like the sounds themselves, like the guitar distortion, the keyboard just, you know, coming in, it sounds very like, it's not over polished. It sounds very raw. Like, you go buy a distortion pedal and it's going to make this sound, or you're going to record on a Tascam 4-track or 8-track and you're going to, you know, this is what you got kind of thing. Like,
right.
And then the keyboards are just so, because it comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't quite fit, like, especially this sound. It's like, wait a minute. It's not like a backing.
Well, it's almost like you got that, and then you got that sudden jump from, you know, you have the kind of chanting like vocals of Peter Steele to the death metal thing in the up-tempo. It's like, oh, okay. I would have preferred maybe a different kind of transition to get to there.
Yeah.
But I appreciate all the different styles, and I'd be interested to hear what else this band has to do for them. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, this has been in a very eclectic group of music. I mean, really, like, and again, totally random. I had no idea.
Yeah, guys, we did not expect this. That's for sure.
So, I mean, I appreciate the journey. I really do. I appreciate, we don't know what to expect. And we have one more band that we have no idea what to expect from. This band is called Liminal Spirit. The album is called Unwell, and the song is called Admittance. So here we go.
Here we go again.
Pops in at 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Oh. Like this discordant there. Audio going back and forth.
Yeah.
Really kind of discordant.
Yeah. start to build up.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
So you know, but we don't.
That's right. I'm wondering if we're going to get another musical. Like, instrumental.
I'm wondering. Carry on for quite a bit.
Yeah, it's already 2 minutes in. That we're doing, the back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
It's the kind of unease.
So. Here we go. Me personally, I think the voices underneath, it's distracting.
Yeah.
Because I can't really figure out what's going on.
Right. It's very dirgy. It's
distracting me from that? Yeah.
Yeah. And all the weird chord changes and chord in the notes.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's like an unsettling kind of feeling. Like. Yeah.
And at times, it's very meandering. Just kind of keep going and going. And it's like, I'd like, other than the other instrumental track we did, the other band, it took us in a different place, different places.
Yeah.
So maybe I might be wrong.
Maybe it's a concept album. Huh. It's like another soundscape kind of approach, okay. But it. Interesting. Huh. We've got a minute to go.
I can barely hear.
Yeah, it's like in the background. The album cover looks like two ghosts or something in the back of a room. There's a TV screen behind them, and it's. I'm wondering if it's like something supposed to be like a liminal spirit. It might be something kind of haunting. This might be a.
Right.
Concept, I don't know.
Sounds like a cool cover, yeah.
Very.
Huh.
This sounds more like what could be the last track of the album, you know? Like if it was a concept album and we're winding up in some uncomfortable or kind of a place that is supposed to make you feel unsettled. You know, sure. I could totally see that. Well, now it's winding up, so maybe track two. Well.
Yeah, I don't. I was very distracted by the voices, distorted voices underneath throughout the whole track, pretty much. I did like some discordant stuff, and it did make a feeling of uncomfortability that you said.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't know. I was hoping for it to grab me. Let's go someplace else.
Yeah, 5 minutes to set up the feeling of discomfort. I don't think you need 5 minutes to do that.
Sure.
I get it. About a minute in, I was feeling that. Okay, I know where we're kind of going. Let's creating a sense of like uneasiness, almost like, I won't say nausea, but a sense of confusion, a sense of weirdness, this ethereal weirdness, and these kind of haunting voices that you can't make out what's being said, kind of buried. And in the end, it kind of like, it's like a harkens back to like almost sounded like old country. You know, like in the background, like it's echoing from a room of a haunted house somewhere, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because I heard the echoey voice, but it's very, like, very mild, down in the mix. And I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
Like he's down a well or something.
I gotta listen to like a second track to see if they do anything with it, like or what they're doing with this. Well, this has been the most Fresh Track
Eclectic.
Frenzy. I think, yeah, eclectic. We have what, two
Two full instrumental.
instrumentals, and a lot of like setting up the sense of mood. Got some kind of death metal, multiple kinds of death metal. Hyperion,
Some
I think,
doom and some black metal stuff.
yeah, Hyperion stands out to me. I thought it was
Oh,
like we're old, we can hear the melody.
yeah.
And then Nemeris, I thought too, with that really beautiful music with the screamy
Oh my
vocals,
gosh.
I thought was interesting. Weft was just really beautiful. I mean,
Stunning.
unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Harmozel was a very interesting, like weird. I'm not sure that
Mixed
it
bag of
works.
stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
not sure
not
that
sure.
it yeah, I
Yeah.
gotta hear more of what they do
Me
with it,
too.
because and Liminal Spirit, like, okay, what else? Okay, we know that you can make us feel weird and uncomfortable and all this discordant feelings and weird notes, and like, and if you're creating a song that makes you the listener feel unsure about what's going to happen, then you've done it. Like, you certainly have done it. But I'm curious. I don't know that it would be one that I would go back to and like put it on when I want to, like, drive or something,
Yeah, me too. You know,
Yeah, but
I'm not gonna be driving in the summertime with the windows down and
yeah,
blasting that
and
in
again,
the night.
this is, not to diminish anyone's creativity or anything like
Absolutely not.
that. I mean, there's enough room for everyone to plant their flag and to see who salutes it.
Know,
And
sometimes maybe it gets you, sometimes it doesn't, you know.
yeah, and it
And sometimes you gotta
it's
it just warrants more listening. You gotta
right.
check it out. You know.
Operation Mindcrime took me a couple listens to before I liked it. So I get
Too.
it. Speaking of, Operation Mindcrime 3 is coming
Oh
out.
yeah.
I'm like, oh man.
Oh boy,
Oh,
I seen that. I heard a snippet of the first
I
single
haven't
and I
heard
was like,
anything.
this is the guitar. It was just so generic, basic. I'm
Oh,
like, if that's how it's gonna be.
well, I don't
No,
like number two. It's just
not
so
at
badly
all.
mixed.
It's
There are
great.
like two good tracks, I think, maybe two really nice tracks,
Nothing.
but the mix is so shitty,
Yeah,
because they were mixing it on their
it
bus,
sucks.
and the song with Dio is completely wasted because he's just buried in the mix. It's like, oh,
Right.
come on, man. It's such a bad album. And so Tate promises this will be heavier. I'm like, we'll see. Yeah, but anyway, what a weird mix. I'm grateful to Clawhammer, to Metal Blade, to Holix Records for all the support they continue to give
Thank
us.
you.
Bands, we appreciate that you're putting out this music and then you're doing something that's original and new. It may not resonate with us, but I guararantee you, if someone's out there is like going, "Damn, that's really cool."
Oh, yeah.
And just because it didn't resonate with us doesn't mean it's not good. We're not making that kind of judgment. We're just saying, it didn't maybe float our boat, or we're still processing it. But wow, okay, what an interesting mix.
Absolutely.
All right, hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Mass Revolution.
Being chopped out.
And you've been watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy
Metal
metal.
Horror.
This is Doug Helbring, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.